All would be shorter if they changed into something unable to fly. Standard procedure for anyone caught in a change storm. Stay low and don't move. Whisper's veterans spoke of lizards growing to elephant size, of spiders becoming monstrous, of poisonous serpents sprouting wings, of intelligent creatures going mad and trying to murder everything about them. I was scared. Not too scared to observe, though. After the manta showed us its bones, it resumed its normal form, but grew, as did a second when the boundary overtook it. Did that mean a common tendency toward growth on a storm's outward pulse? The storm caught our wind whale, which was the slowest getting down. Young it was, but conscientious about its burden. The crackle in my hair peaked. I thought my nerves would betray me completely. A glance at Tracker convinced me we were going to have a major case of panic. Goblin or One-Eye, one, decided to be a hero and stay the storm. Might as well have ordered the sea to turn. The crash and roar of a major sorcery vanished in the rage of the storm. There was an instant of utter stillness when the boundary reached me, then a roar out of hell. The winds inside were ferocious. I thought of nothing but getting down and hanging on. Around me, gear was flying up, changing shape as it flew. Then I spied Goblin, and nearly threw up. Goblin, indeed. His head had swelled 10 times normal size. The rest of him looked inside out. Around him swarmed a horde of the parasites that live on a wind whale's back, some as big as pigeons. Tracker and Toadkiller Dog were worse. The mutt had become something half as big as an elephant, fanged, possessed of the most evil eyes I've ever seen. He looked at me with a starved lust that chilled my soul. And Tracker had become something demonic, vaguely ape-like, yet certainly much more. Both looked like creatures from an artist's or sorcerer's nightmares. One Eye was the least changed. He swelled, but remained One Eye. Perhaps he is well-rooted in the world, being so damned old. Near as I can tell, he is pushing 150. The thing that was Toadkiller Dog crept toward me, with teeth bared. The wind whale touched down. Impact sent everyone tumbling. The wind screamed around us. The strange lightning hammered earth and air. The landing area itself was in a protean mood. Rocks crawled. Trees changed shape. The animals of that part of the plain were out and gambling in revised forms, one-time prey turning upon predator. The horror show was illuminated by a shifting, sometimes ghastly light. Then the vacuum at the heart of the storm enveloped us. Everything froze in the form it had at the last instant. Nothing moved. Tracker and Toadkiller Dog were down on the ground, thrown there after impact. One Eye and Goblin faced one another, in the first phase of letting their feud go beyond its customary gamesmanship. The other wind whales lay nearby, not visibly affected. A manta plunged out of the color above, crashed. That stasis lasted maybe 3 minutes. In the stillness, sanity returned. Then the change storm began to collapse. The devolution of the storm was slower than its growth, but saner, too. We suffered it for several hours, and then it was done.